support and connect with in Platteville that are going to share a little bit about what God's been doing. And so I want to invite up Karen Bradley and Lori Paulzine to come and join us and just tell us a little bit about what God's doing here. So come on up. Now, the very first question I have is going to be for you, Lori. And it's, you've been out in Wisconsin area for a little over a year now, but tell people which state you lived in prior to Wisconsin that would cause you to have a good rooting interest later this afternoon in the right place, you know?
That's so. A loaded question.
That's why I asked it first, right? So that's excellent. So I'm amongst at least one friend this morning. Feel good. But in more seriousness, we have been so excited to watch the church kind of connect with Clarity Clinic over the course of the last year or two and really watch you guys grow in God working there. But I thought we'd just begin to kind of fill in some of the gaps and maybe have one of you just tell us a little bit about who you are and what you do at Clarity Clinic.
Well, it's nice to see a lot of familiar faces. I just wanted to say that. I'm Karen Bradley, so I'm the executive director at Clarity, but I'm also the nurse. So what Clarity does is we're primarily a pregnancy center, but we like to educate. So we have a medical clinic, and there we do free testing to any age, really, males and females. We do pregnancy tests, STD tests, and ultrasounds, which is very different from a lot of the clinics in our area, and that's the only way that you can confirm the viability of a pregnancy, which is very important. We take time to talk to each individual young woman or young man. We talk to them about sexual integrity, and we also just go over their plans and what's going on in their life, so we can maybe better understand what's going on, so that we can help them further and give them resources. Perhaps they don't have housing. Perhaps they don't have medical insurance, so then we would give them resources for that. We like to get them into prenatal care as soon as possible. We do not refer for abortions, but we promote adoption, and we promote parenting. And with our parenting program, it's called First Steps, and they take classes. They're able to earn points, and from there, they earn baby or maternity items. And our boutique is so cute, and that stroller is always full every time I come here, so thank you very much, because you guys are all very much a part of this. The parenting program is just really booming. We're getting into a lot more of breastfeeding and promoting that, and labor and delivery classes as well.
Excellent. It's been pretty exciting to watch as you've not only grown in workload, but it sounds like in the scope of the work that you've been doing and the way that you've been caring for a lot of young women and young families even. So tell us a little bit about maybe a couple examples in the last few months where you've really just seen God at work inside of some of the case studies that you've been doing.
In February, we actually saw over twice as many people as we did in January. So God's really been moving already this year. And that's due to a few different changes we made where we're treating every client the same. They're getting the same services. We're seeing them back for multiple appointments so that we can really create a relationship with them. So just having them come back over and over again has just been wonderful. I would say I don't really have any compelling stories because we have a lot of patient confidentiality.
Yeah.
But I would say that a lot more people, because they're coming back more often, they are trusting us more. We actually had one client say, what the public says about your kind of clinics is really wrong. You're really nice. You're not, you're not these crazy fanatics that people cast you out to be. So that was kind of eye-opening. I'm not sure why she came to our clinic in the first place, but it was wonderful that she was open to share that.
Yeah, excellent. Let's go ahead.
Oh, so we'd like to be considered the emergency room for women facing an unplanned pregnancy. And
one of the venues that I was speaking in this week said that they actually referred a couple of women to us, and they each chose to carry their babies to term and parent. So that's always great, and it's a God thing. Amen. Praise God, right? The other thing that we do with sexual integrity education throughout the community is we go from fifth grade up into college level and actually parent programs. So we are educating, equipping, and empowering young people to not feel like they have to become sexually active, but in fact to understand they have a choice. They do have a choice, and in fact it's God's standard. We respect when we're in public schools that we're not going to talk about it as God's standard, but it is God's standard. And therefore, he does enable us to take that high road. And so kids today are just embracing this message. They want to hear that they are valued. They want to hear that somebody believes in them, and they are so much more than a body. So our educator started in three venues in Southwest Wisconsin last January of 2016. She was in 21 through this year so far, and we're only at the end of February, early March. So our education program is growing leaps and bounds. We are in public schools, private schools, homeschool groups, youth groups, religious ed programs, parent programs, and the parent programs are giving the parents a springboard for discussion. Tough subject to broach with your kids, especially in teenagers, but just making them aware of some of the cyberbullying, some of the, what's the term I'm thinking of? Social media. Social media risks, you know, and kids are asking things like, this is a seventh grader, so a 12-year-old girl says, if I posted a picture of myself on the internet under an alias, can somebody figure out who I am and where I am? And the answer is yes, absolutely. And there's nothing that goes on the internet that is hidden. More often than not, it's shared with someone other than the intended recipient. And so we just want kids to understand that they just need to think about some of the choices that they're making, understand why it is that they're making those choices, understand that they are valued and they're so much more than a body, and that we are there and that they are places that can go, like the local church, to find their value. So so that's how we partner with you in that.
So. Yeah, and so both in the side of in crisis situations, but also education, front-end preventative things, you guys have just grown and gotten more and more involved. One of the things that we say here a lot is that we desire to not just send monetary support to our mission partners, but to recognize people who are advancing the work of the gospel in other places and find ways to partner with them. And so the question that I wanted to kind of finish up with today is just looking ahead in the next weeks and months, what are some ways that we can really dig deeper in that partnership with you? How can we support you and how can we help you?
I didn't introduce myself. I'm sorry. I'm Lori Polzin, and I'm the development director. So my job is generating awareness and getting funding. So one of the things that's coming up is our annual auction, April 6th at the Barn in Platteville. It's just a night of encouragement and fun. So there's information out in the foyer. We have some tickets available. You could see Dina Madison or Lori Reed would be able to help you with that also. Another thing that's coming up in May, at the end of May, is Pure Unity. This is a sexual integrity program. The Community E-Free Church is going to have it for a parent and a youth program. They're going to have speakers for each venue and worship. It's just going to be an incredible night of worship there. And then the other thing that's really been exciting to us is vision tours. A vision tour is a one-hour commitment to come to the clinic. You go through the medical clinic as if you're a client, and then go through the First Steps program as if you're a client, get a more in-depth look at our education program, and then get a picture of where we are and where we'd like to be. God is just opening the doors for us, and we need to have communities become aware of all that we're doing, because the word is getting out, and we just get positive feedback from every one of our medical clients and from the kids that at the end of the class are writing down their feedback, and it's just... It's an encouraging program and an amazing place. So the vision tours are limited to 6 people at a time, but everybody that's been through is just blown away by what is there, and it is just exciting. So I'd encourage Pastor Nick to sponsor one and just let them know if you're interested in doing
that. The first five of you who want to come with me.
The first five, yeah. Absolutely. Come on through and we'll schedule that.
I just have one more thing. Because there are so many beautiful children in here, we're also doing nurse training. We're training a nurse to do ultrasounds, and we need pregnant women. So this will take place June 10th through the 16th. So if you or anyone you know will be 7 to 18 weeks pregnant at that time in June, we would love to have you as a model client. So basically you would get a free ultrasound. That would be very helpful. We need about 40 people. The training will actually take place in Dubuque, but you can call our clinic and we can get them set up or you set up.
Excellent.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, you're going to stay, eat some lunch with us. Just really enjoy it. So if you have some questions for them or want to catch up or maybe you want to get connected and volunteer in some way, I would make sure that you grab them during the potluck and just say, hey, we appreciate what you're doing and want to ask you some questions. And so a great way to continue to get connected, again, develop those partnerships a little bit deeper. So, yeah, I already turned you off. So is it Go Blue? You could say, you know.
Go Blue. Just if you don't see you after, thank you so much for all your support. You guys are tremendous. We are always encouraged to come and see you. And just know that what you are doing in your prayers, oh, we have a prayer team now too, Wednesdays at 1:30. But everything that you do to support us is just expanding and multiplying throughout the community. And so I hope that you are blessed in knowing that, because we couldn't do it without you. So thanks.
Absolutely. Well, let us pray for you, and then we'll let you sit and enjoy the rest of our gathering as we worship together. Lord, we are grateful that we get to witness the gospel moving out into all parts of our region, our state, our globe, that we get to partner with some people doing the work of the Lord, not just in Darlington area, but all across the world. And so I pray that you continue to orient our perspective around that and rejoice in it. We pray specifically for Clarity Clinic this morning, that you would just continue to be using them in great ways to watch them care for the unborn and care for women in areas of crisis and care for our young people who need to understand what it looks like to glorify you in everything they are, including their sexuality. And so we pray that in all of these things that you would be made to look great and that we would be your servants. And so we pray for encouragement for them and a great deal of effectiveness in the work of the ministry so that you would be lifted up. And we thank you for giving us an opportunity to hear some of what God's doing in their life and in their ministry this morning. We pray it in the name of Jesus. Amen. Thank you, guys. Well, we're going to continue to worship this morning by taking our offering. One thing I want to mention to you, if you're a guest here with us or you don't have a relationship with Christ, please don't feel obligated to give. That's not why we do this. We believe this is a continued opportunity for us to worship. And so it gives us another avenue to say in our lives that Jesus Christ is of supreme value to us. And so we'll give money knowing that Christ is valuable. And that money will then go inside of the work of the church, which is to glorify the gospel of Jesus. And so that's our desire. If you're a regular here with us, we pray that you be faithful, but that you give cheerfully to the Lord who has given us all things. Let's pray for the offering, and then I'm going to invite you to sing one more song with us. Lord, we ask this morning that you use us for the sake of your glory to lift you up in all ways. We pray it in Jesus' name.